Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. New works for period instruments will be the focus this week as we explore the vast world of new music. The musician as composer will be highlighted as we look at compositions both large and small. We'll also listen to a new release by the Basel Baroque Orchestra.
Liberty.
The aria Se Fiera Belva Jacinto from Handel's Rodelinda was performed by contralto Marianna Milanovic. She was accompanied by the Basel Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Sergio Ciomei. The aria comes from a new Sony label release of Handel opera arias and dances. Entitled Affetti Barocchi, the recording is one of many excellent Handel performances that were released in 2007. For at least the past three decades, composers have been drawn to period instruments as a way of expanding the palette of colors at their disposal. New compositions have employed everything from a harpsichord alone to the full complement of instruments that make up a Baroque orchestra. During this period, two American lutenists living on opposite sides of the Atlantic have been busy composing as a way of expressing a very personal side. We'll hear compositions from both lutenists. Ron McFarlane will perform Rosa and Uncharted Waters from his latest release, Indigo Road. And after that, Lee Santana will perform excerpts from his Greenpeace music with viola da gamba player Hilla Pearl. Thank you.
Thank you.
We heard excerpts from Greenpeace Music, part of a set of compositions by Lee Santana for theorbo and viola da gamba. Before that, American lutenist Ron McFarlane performed some of his own compositions from a new release on the Dorian Sono Luminous label. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to new compositions for period instruments. In the last segment, we heard new music for lute. Next, we'll move on to wind music. The recorder trio Ensemble Dreiklang Berlin is known for its creative programming, one that includes compositions by members of the ensemble. For their 2006 release, Blue Train, they included a few of these. First, we'll hear the title track that was inspired by the sounds of a train in motion. Then a light waltz, aptly titled T for Three. We'll finish with a bit of contrast. The London Oboe Band will perform the Queen's Farewell Stomp, a work based on Purcell's original, minus the stomp part.
Thank you.
New Music for Winds. The London Oboe Band performed the Queen's Farewell Stomp, a work inspired by Purcell's composition with a similar title. Before that, we heard the recorder trio Ensemble Dreiklang Berlin perform two compositions by its own members. Sylvia Rosen's Blue Train was followed by Tea for Three by Irmhild Beutler. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're exploring the world of new music for period instruments. The English composer Thomas Addies has a particular fondness for François Couperin. He has said, "My ideal day would be staying at home and playing the works of Couperin, new inspiration on every page." This inspiration led him to compose the Sonata di Caccia for baroque oboe, horn, and harpsichord. We'll hear Thomas Addies at the harpsichord in a performance of his Sonata di Caccia accompanied by Baroque oboist Michael Niesmann and horn player Andrew Clark. new music of Thomas Addies, inspired by François Couperin. We heard his Sonata da Caccia for baroque oboe, horn, and harpsichord. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to newly composed music for period instruments. Sometimes the music and instruments of the past are only part of the inspiration for new compositions. For Jordi Savall, the paintings of Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio were the starting point in a recent release. Entitled Lacrime Caravaggio, the recording is a collaborative effort with the writer Dominique Fernandez, who chose seven specific paintings from Caravaggio's last works. Savall then composed stanzas comprised of improvisations and compositions for each painting. We'll hear Le Concert des Nations and Hesperion 21, performing the fifth stanza from Jordi Savall's Lacrime Caravaggio.
Thank you.
We heard an excerpt featuring new compositions and improvisations inspired by the paintings of Caravaggio. That was the fifth stanza from Jordi Savall's new recording, Lacrime Caravaggio. Our new release this week features opera arias and dances by Handel. The Basel Chamber Orchestra is led by harpsichordist Sergio Ciomei. We'll hear a minuet from Handel's Rodelinda. That was a brief yet sprightly minuet from Handel's opera Rodelinda. The Basel Chamber Orchestra performed under the direction of Sergio Ciomei. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.